This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the Mahaparv of Chhath is a reflection of the deep unity of culture, nature and society. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, the Prime Minister extended his wishes to everyone on the occasion of Chhath, and in particular to the people of Bihar, Jharkhand and Purvanchal.
छठ का महापर्व संस्कृति, प्रकृति और समाज के बीच की गहरी एकता का प्रतिबिंब है। छठ के घाटों पर समाज का हर वर्ग एक साथ खड़ा होता है। मैं छठी मैया को नमन करता हूँ, सभी देशवासियों को, विशेषकर बिहार, झारखंड और पूर्वांचल के लोगों को छठ महापर्व की शुभकामनाएं देता हूँ।
Mr. Modi highlighted that the entire country is immersed in the festive spirit and a confluence of devotion, affection and tradition is being witnessed. He called the dedication and devotion with which women observe fasting during Chhath inspiring. The Prime Minister recalled that he had written a letter to all citizens recently. In his letter, he had mentioned the country's achievements that have made this year's festivals more vibrant. Mr. Modi noted that Operation Sindoor has filled every Indian with pride. He said this time, lamps of joy were lit even in those areas which were once affected by Maoist terror.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर ने हर भारतीय को गर्व से भर दिया है। इस बार उन इलाकों में भी खुशियां के दीप जलाए गए जहां कभी माओवादी आतंक का अंधेरा छाया रहता था। लोग उस माओवादी आतंक का जड़ से खात्मा चाहते हैं, जिसने उनके बच्चों का भविष्य संकट में डाल दिया था।
The Prime Minister said he was pleased to note that there is enthusiasm among people regarding the GST Bachat Utsav.
GST Bachat Utsav ko lekar bhi logon mein bahut utsah hai. Is baar tyoharon mein ek aur sukhad baat dekhne ko mili. बाजारों में स्वदेशी सामानों की खरीदारी जबरदस्त तरीके से बढ़ी है। मैंने अपने पत्र में खाने के तेल में 10% की कमी करने का भी आग्रह किया था। इस पर भी लोगों ने बहुत सकारात्मक रुख दिखाया है।
Mr. Modi emphasized that the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Patel, to be observed on the 31st of October, is a very special occasion for the entire country. He said Sardar Patel has been one of the greatest luminaries of the nation in modern times and his towering personality encompassed many qualities. Today is the second day of Chhath Puja, known as Karna. On this day, devotees observe a fast from sunrise to sunset, abstaining from both food and water. The fast is broken only after making offerings to the sun god at sunset. The four-day-long Chhath Puja began with Nahai Khai yesterday. Dedicated to the worship of the sun god and his sister Chhati Maiya, the festival emphasizes purity, gratitude and the well-being of one's family. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually attend the 22nd ASEAN-India summit today. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said Mr. Modi and the ASEAN leaders will jointly review the progress in ASEAN-India relations and discuss initiatives for strengthening comprehensive strategic partnership. It said strengthening the relationship with ASEAN is a key pillar of India's Act East policy and Indo-Pacific vision. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has left for Seychelles on a two-day visit. He will attend the swearing-in ceremony of President-elect of Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Hermini. Mr. Radhakrishnan will convey India's felicitations to Dr. Hermini and reaffirm close, long-standing and time-tested ties between the two countries. In Jammu and Kashmir, Accession Day is being celebrated across the Union Territory today. October 26, the Accession Day, marks a historic occasion for Jammu and Kashmir. On this day, in 1947, Maharaja Hari Singh, the then ruler of the princely state, signed the instrument of accession, formally joining Jammu and Kashmir with the Indian Union. Chief of the Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi flagged off the Shaurya Veer Run for India 2025 in New Delhi today to commemorate the 79th Shaurya Divas. Over 10,000 runners, including army officers, soldiers, professional athletes, witness enthusiasts and citizens from diverse backgrounds, participated in the event. And with that, we end this news bulletin.